We spend a majority of our lives meeting new people, dating, and looking for love. Thanks to the internet, this process is light years faster than previous generations. With that many connections, you're bound to have at least one crazy experience that you'll never forget. This podcast presents true stories from people who've had what we like to call that one date.
Today we got something real crazy. We got the all-female crew. The all-female crew, we're going to start from left to right and have everybody introduce themselves from right to left, from two to three, two to four. We're going to let you go for it. And your name is?
Tamara.
All right.
Keisha.
Okay, Keisha. All right, yeah. I'm going to let you rock with that. Number four.
My name is Peaches.
All right.
I'm the best.
And all the DJs want to fill my breast.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to let y'all do that. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Tam, Keisha, Peaches.
Yeah. Tam, Keisha, Peaches.
Okay. It sounds real country. Just to let y'all know, we are below the Mason-Dixon if you're wondering where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start with some crazy date stories, some love triangles, some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna let y'all talk about it and kind of have the floor. We're gonna start right here at number two.
I think it was like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
My friends convinced me to get on Tinder, so I made me a Tinder profile.
Okay, pause. On Tinder, you can chime in whenever you're ready.
I was about to say I don't have a Tinder.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Plenty of fish. Is it excited? Oh, plenty so of fish is horrible.
Yeah, plenty of fish.
Met my last husband on plenty of fish.
I got two kids on plenty of fish. Okay, so the Tinder. Let's talk about Tinder. Were you on there looking for love, or were you on there actually using Tinder for what it was intended to be?
What is Tinder intended to be?
Tinder is a hookup site.
Okay, well, I didn't know Tinder was a hookup site.
Yeah, you didn't read so none of this stuff? None of the wordage, the verbiage, nothing?
No, I was just trying to meet people.
Even where it says right under Tinder, to hook up?
I can look at that now. Does it for real?
Tinder is a smash and grab site, but it's cool. You don't worry about it. You got
it
on
there.
It
does not say that.
This is not a convenience store. Smash and grab?
Tinder.
Where I need to find it?
On the site. Nobody's looking for love on Tinder.
Well, I wasn't looking for love, but I was looking to meet people because I just work and I don't really go out. I'm not like
I'm confused.
Into the club.
They was only trying to drop some dick off.
That's it.
I'm dropping dick off.
Well, I've never got dick off Tinder.
Do.
I haven't.
Okay, so we're going to get into your story. You met a guy off Tinder.
Yeah, and we were chatting through the Tinder chat thing, so we hadn't exchanged numbers yet. And so we had been chatting for like maybe a week. And then
y'all talk for a whole week on Tinder?
Yes.
I got like a 72-hour limit before we got to take this to text.
Well, that's you, because you know that it's a hookup site.
I mean, I'm any site. I don't care if we're on eHarmony. I'm not about to log on eHarmony to talk to you through eHarmony. All them ads and shit popping up. But I'll let you finish.
Okay, so he eventually finally, I guess he asked for my phone number. So I gave him my number. We exchanged numbers. And then we started texting.
Okay, after a week. So you knew this guy for a week and then it moved to texting.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
So we were texting, and then finally he called, and he was talking, you know, he was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, good. And I think I asked him a question, and I was like, some people don't know how to pronounce my name. I said, they pronounce it wrong sometimes. I said, that's why I just tell people to call me Tam, because they call me Tamara, and that's my name is Tamara.
Okay.
So he was saying a sentence. And then he started, I think when he tried to say my name or he was trying to say words with a T, he paused. And then it was like, it was silent. And then he finally just got the word out. So at first when he was saying, I was just like, okay, maybe he just forgot what he was trying to say to me. And then it kept happening. And so,
so he would just be like, hey, how you doing? Tam.
Either way, so we were having a conversation, and then it was a longer sentence, and I don't even remember what he was saying, but then I heard the stutter. And so he has a stuttering problem.
Mm. So it was Tam.
Right. So, and then I noticed every time he was trying to say words with a T, he would stutter.
So
Tuesday.
he just happened to meet the love of his life that had a name that started with the only letter he couldn't say in the alphabet.
I was not the love of his life.
I'm just saying it was a possibility still, right? It was still a possibility.
It could have been a possibility, but I never got to meet him.
Was that a deal breaker?
Because he couldn't say your name? Because
he stuttered?
I'm not going to say it was a deal breaker.
Oh, that hesitation was a big yes.
I'm not saying it was a deal breaker. I was just saying at the time in my life.
Pause.
At the time in my life, I just was not wanting someone to stutter. I like a good conversation.
First of all, that tongue might have been right.
That tongue probably was.
See? See?
He may have been able to do some things.
Look at you, Keisha. Come on.
Keisha. Well, Keisha can take the stuttering man.
Keisha, would this have been a deal breaker for you?
No, because I have a nephew that has a stutter.
What that got to do with your man?
Well, that's what I said. I wouldn't discriminate.
I'm not trying to say that I'm discriminating. I'm not trying to say that I'm discriminating. It just caught me off guard.
So you didn't even find out what that mouth do.
So you were off. So you were off guard so long that the relationship just ended. You was just
there was
off.
No relationship.
I'm just a conversation.
It was a relationship.
Y'all talked for like 2 weeks. No, it was a week on Tinder, a week on text, and just over with
text.
Texting.
That's probably why he kept texting, because he didn't want to talk.
And I like to talk.
You can't stutter via text. That's very true.
That wasn't horrible because we didn't get to go out on a date, so it wasn't that horrible.
Pause.
So you don't even know what he looked like.
No, I saw him on the. He was a nice looking guy. Mm-mm. He was big.
Catfish.
No, let me tell you, he was big. He was a. That's what it was. He was a bouncer.
Oh, okay.
He was big. He was chocolate. You know, like
I'm
like.
In it.
And so his conversation and his voice did not match.
So you say y'all didn't get to go out as if it was his fault. Y'all didn't get to go out.
Well, no, he never asked me out.
He couldn't say it.
You didn't
give him a chance to.
You didn't wait the 1 second for him to get it out.
Okay, so who stopped texting who first?
I don't even remember.
That means conveniently.
I think when I mean, we were talking on the phone, but I kind of just stopped asking questions because I didn't want him to have to keep
talking.
First of all, that means you got to rearrange all your sentences. You ever heard a motherfucker say, "What's brack and blood?" because they don't want to say C words. But now you got somebody avoiding all the T words because they don't want to stutter. With
and that's too much thinking.
Well, girls like it.
Not for him, because clearly he's been doing all his life.
Girls like it when you write notes and do all that romantic stuff. He could have been a note writer for you. Leaving little cute stuff on Post-its and stuff for you.
And he ain't got to say shit to you.
Right.
He will shut the fuck up.
No, I like to talk.
Instead of during sex, you'd have been like, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I don't talk during sex.
Absolutely.
What if
not.
His stroke was like on par with his words? He'd be like,
hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. He probably didn't even stutter then.
Hell no.
Because he was focused.
Because they do say sometimes when people, like, what was that movie? He didn't stutter when he sung, like he was singing a song.
I just, so, because magically the relationship just dissolved.
Right. Just kept it moving.
Because
on to the next.
Cold blooded. This guy could have been the love of your life.
He could have.
When you
know
go,
what? I'm missing out.
When you die and go to heaven, like, God, why you didn't send me? You can be like, nigga, I sent you three guys. They had three little problems to overlook, and they were the love of your life.
Stuttering Stanley.
Cheers to him. Let's take a shot for him. I'm sure he done met the love of his life. Hopefully, he found someone that's compatible.
Cheers.
It just wasn't.
He probably was a great communicator, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids grow up, and that Chia Pet commercial come on, and it fucks kids up. Chia. And it fucks kids up. They grow up just chia. And you just don't like them because they like Chia Pets. I wanted a Chia Pet, all right? Shout out to those who got Chia Pets, especially if you got the Obama one. That was the truth.
We ain't got one.
You ain't get one?
I don't have a green thumb.
You don't need one with a Chia Pet. It's just spread the shit and watch it grow.
That's exactly how the commercial say it too.
You just spread the seeds and watch it grow. You pour stuff in it.
But
you spread the peanut butter on the outside. You sit that bitch by the window. You don't. You just fill it up with water. You sit that bitch by the window and now you got weeds. Somebody took some weeds and was like, if I can put this on a vase, on the outside of a vase, I can get money.
Just puncture all the holes where you want the shit to grow. And that's exactly what it is.
And you just, it's weeds. It's weeds on a vase. Oh, Keisha going next.
Keisha
got, it's not even a date, but it's so weird that we got to talk about it.
We have like interview questions. That really is what, because we're inquiring about it. We want to know.
We want to know how you get into this situation. But we're going to start with letting you somehow trying to explain what's going on for the listeners who are just driving in their car and just want to hear just a train wreck of a triangle train wreck. But let me let you talk. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. It's one of those things for the ladies who really don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. And once again, you can have the love of your life, but you're still searching for something else.
So, like Jada Pinkett right now.
Dated someone for 8 years. The last 4 years really was just more of a convenience. You wanted more. You wanted them to give more.
Pause. I got a question for you right there on that. So what was it he given you, though he was convenient? What was missing?
Just every person, woman or man, especially women, we have an idea in our head of the man we want. Mm-hmm. I'm pushing 40 now, so I don't want to have to train somebody. I feel like, especially if you've been dating somebody 4, 5, 6, 7, now 8 years, you should know. If they're steady telling you the same thing and pushing you to do stuff, you shouldn't have to leave them for them to now get it right.
So he wasn't, you wasn't able to train him right.
Well, he just wasn't driven enough for me. Like, you know, it's not all about money, but mm-hmm. who doesn't want a man with money? Who doesn't want a man with a plan, a goal? Like, you know.
So he was a great guy, other than the fact that he was happy at McDonald's.
Well, he's thrown off. Let's not leave that part out.
He definitely throwed off.
So what was convenient about? That's what I'm trying to say. What was convenient about?
Definitely. Stop talking about my brother-in-law.
He's so protective over me. Like, I don't
protective
know
to the insecure line.
Okay, so insecure and protective is two different things.
Now, protective meaning like, if we get into a dispute, mm-hmm. and my man steps up for me, protective. If we out and about, and if anybody looks at you, that's insecure.
That's insecure. Very insecure. So, I like you. To go back to the story.
It's a lot of Keishas that date Leroy's.
Yeah.
You good.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, to go back to the story. Let's go back to the story.
So, I got to a point, I said it numerous times, like for the last year, saying, we're not together, we're roommates. So, I let it be known we're roommates.
Okay, does that mean...
And it wasn't friends with benefits. It was roommates.
So why didn't he... Okay, so he wouldn't just move out. He was just like, I'm going to chill.
No.
So
I thought that would be the thing. Just leave. Just... But, you know, you're not talking to him. You're not communicating with him. You're even turning down gifts. You're turning down money. You're not having sex.
You're turning down gifts?
Yeah, because it's at that point... You know, some people try to control you with stuff, and they know you love to shop, know you love to go out to eat, know you love to be dated. Now they want to do this stuff, but it's like it's too late now. It's like, nope, I don't want it.
Okay, let me let you fully explain everything, the whole, because they just know about just that part, and I cut you off by asking about, but we're going to let you explain the whole picture.
Okay.
To people.
So that's the picture. So it's like, okay, so at this point.
Guy you dated for 8 years, wasn't giving you enough, he was convenient for half of them.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, it gets to a point you start feeling sorry, but it's like, you got to do what's best for yourself. So, okay, with that being said, going out with friends, she was on Plenty of Fish.
Okay. Oh,
and
P-O-F.
She
Shout out.
Was going on dates and meeting people. And I said, oh, you know what? I sent one of those up, but I don't use it. That stuff goes to my spam. Mm-hmm. I kind of pretty much use the same password for everything, so I re-downloaded the app, logged in. As soon as I logged in, you know, you can't put your phone down. Ding, 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 ding.
I turned my notifications off when I was on Plenty of Fish. I had to get off there.
On 10 dates in 1 week.
See, girls can do that because it don't cost y'all
two
nothing.
Two African guys. And I actually was just on there for fun because I still have my situation at the house. I'm not looking for anything.
Pause. Because you them girls, I be cussing out good.
You can't keep interrupting her. You can't let her tell her story.
You them girls, I be cussing out good. I'm here looking for friends. I'm trying to get it in.
You know what?
And have a wife.
I don't even know what I was looking for.
And you just,
I don't even know what I was looking for.
Them the ones
for.
I be cutting into.
Because, so wait, really, you was looking for your happily ever after on Plenty
I'm
of
looking
Fish?
For wherever she at.
Plenty of Fish is worse than Tinder.
No, Tinder is saying I'm really here to smash. Plenty of Fish is saying there's maybe an opportunity to date.
Okay. 10 dates in 1 week.
10 dates in 1 week. I was getting everybody mixed up. I didn't know their names. And for some reason, like out of 8 out of 10 were looking for something serious. I let everybody know up front what I had going on, my situation.
Let me tell you, to a guy, it's either serious or fucking. It ain't nothing in between for men.
Yeah.
It's either DTF or you looking for a ring.
They were. And it was so weird. And it was like, So what was the deal breaker was I had a bad tire. And I'm one of the women where I don't like to ask, but I will throw out a lot of, you know, key points. So two of the guys are the reasons why I cut off the other 8. Because these two were, instead of just like, oh, that's messed up when I'm saying, you know, my tire keep going flat, I need to get another tire, this and that. I'm a woman, you know, women really don't know about cars. So it's like, you know, let me bring you the money to get your tire fixed, or where can I meet you to get your tire fixed?
Or you pass 20 tire shops over here.
Everybody else,
you can just take to a tire shop and be like, bro, I need a tire.
When you on the phone with a nigga, and no matter if he want a DTF you or not, go and get this tire so you can get some DTF.
Are they DTFing?
No, I didn't DTF.
Oh, I don't believe in deposits. Go ahead, I'll let you finish.
But this will let you know what a guy really wants. Because some guys, they'll go ahead and do that knowing that they still just want to fuck.
No, the only guys who will do that is guys who want to fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for a tire for a girl I want to marry.
What?
I'm not paying for a tire for a girl I want to marry.
Why? That should be the idea.
I will pay for a tire for a girl I want to fuck.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do for the girl you want to marry then?
I don't want to marry a girl who can't drive up to a fucking tire shop and get her tire fixed. I don't want to marry a girl who's saying...
Well, this is the thing. I was, though.
Yeah. If that's
and on the phone, that's what I'm saying. I was. And they're like, let me meet you. Let me, you know.
Now, I'll make sure you're getting the right tire and shit. I'll point out the right tire. That's a snow tire, baby. We live in Texas.
I'm so confused. So, meaning...
We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, he threw me off with that one,
too. Go for
it. It kind of makes sense, but
it makes I get what you're saying.
We're gonna get.
But I get what you. But see, no, I'm like that too. So no, I was at Sports City Toyota, but it's like they're like, let me get your tire. So I cut off everybody else by them saying, oh, well, call me back when you take care of it. And instead of like you said,
so it was just that it was
it
was just them being, it wasn't that they was going to do it, it was just them being concerned with the fact that you had a tire.
Well, no, they both paid for the tire.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, well.
So those were the two that I was communicating with. So needless to say, as I was talking to the two different guys, one of them, they're both Nigerian. Mm-hmm. You know, those men do come on a little stronger, as they
both
say.
Wear sandals.
Yes, the Jesus ones. Mm-hmm.
Toe thongs.
Yes, one of them big, long, crusty feet.
Ashy ankles.
And so,
the African I dated, he had. Well, my daddy said he had some corns on, but his feet weren't that bad.
Wasn't that bad? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, needless to say, they do have. Most of them do have stuff in mind that they're trying to do. But see, me being the bad Keisha Mobisha I am, I have stuff in plan too. So you can't never outthink me or outsmart me.
Like getting a tire paid for. Go ahead.
Exactly. So needless to say, one was coming on in doing XYZ. The other one was too. So I dated both of them. I let them both know about each other. Because once again, I still got somebody at home.
Right.
So I don't give a shit about either one of y'all anyway. We still on the, what you say, the two, you know, the meet what? And greet process.
Oh. I need
process of elimination.
Right,
so,
right. It's a competition.
So, you know, one was trying to X out the other one. The other one was this and that. So, obviously, they want to spend more time with you because they're trying to X out the other one.
So, it's like Flavor of Love just without the TV cameras.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I literally go on one date from the other one. So,
okay.
I was going to main event with one of them. I was going to Papa Do's with one. It's
I
like,
see a lot of this on the first 48, but I'll let you finish.
Yeah, like, yeah.
In Dallas.
But one thing about it, I was meeting them there.
What you mean?
And
she wouldn't get letting them pick her up.
Nope. Well, obviously, they couldn't pick me up because I live with my roommate. Guy roommate.
Next on the first 48, the last tire.
But
So you got two guys you entertaining. You got a dude at home.
Yes. So that's when this WhatsApp thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your WhatsApp is kind of like Skype and all that stuff now. So doing that, the one I actually liked it was ugly. He looked like a real Nigerian.
Cold-blooded. Go ahead.
So,
there's some very nice-looking Nigerians out there.
Yeah, they are.
They are. But his genes were really strong.
What do you mean?
I haven't met any, but I know they're out there.
What do you mean?
He just had strong genes. Cold-blooded.
Shout out to my Nigerians. Nigerian men, shout out to you.
We got some ugly African-American
some ugly people brothers, with everybody.
Unfortunate looking. Don't
you
call
know what
them.
I mean?
Unfortunate looking. Yes. Okay. So how's the situation now?
So moving forward, one had to go back because his dad passed. Oh. So the way they do stuff is different than here.
Did he ask you to send him
20 siblings? Oh hell no!
So he went back to take care of his family.
Yes,
it's like a whole ceremony.
And they have a whole ceremony. Each sibling has their own day. You know how we have one funeral? No, each sibling get their own day.
Wow!
You know, and they have all this land and all this stuff. They gotta, and then they gotta come to a mutual agreement before they start disputing stuff. Very complicated. So, I actually started dating him a little stronger. He was coming on a little stronger. You know, making some promises he couldn't keep. Mm. And, you know, the other one I kind of pushed to the side. But then, as I got frustrated with one, I kind of pushed that one to the side. And then the other one kind of came with the ring. Mm. And so when the other one came with the ring, that kind of like, bam, now I'm in a whole marriage ship.
Whoa, what happened to the engagement ship? Engagement. You just jumped to the ring?
Well, what I show ass when I saw it.
It was engagement
media.
Ship very short.
Mm-hmm. So he jumped right into the marriage. He was like, fuck
it. Right into the marriage.
She jumped into the marriage.
Damn, it went from a tire.
I was at a point like,
that's two rings. The tire, I guess the tire was the engagement ring.
You're a nurse. You work 7 days a week. You got five jobs.
He's Nigerian. Of course he got five jobs.
I said.
Oh, it's Jamaicans. My bad. The wrong stereotype.
Both. No, that's correct stereotype. So I kind of did that. Remind you. I never told you that the roommate was gone. So the roommate is still there.
Whoa. So you. Hold up. So dude just pop up with a ring. You say yes.
You were still with the roommate when you got married?
Dude at the crib. So all three of y'all just living there? How did that work out?
No. I would go back and forth.
Wait. What the roommate say when you're gone for weeks?
Well, it was never for weeks, maybe like a weekend or 2-3 days out of the week.
And this was
back.
After the
but
marriage?
But I'm back and forth, though. I'm back and forth. Back
was this
forth.
During the marriage or after the marriage?
During. At the beginning.
But your husband knew about the roommate.
Yes.
That's the difference.
And it happened so quick that the marriage, she had her own place. He had his own place. So it wasn't like everything asset-wise was just combined immediately because it happened so quick.
Yes.
So they didn't move in together. He knew she still was living here.
Didn't even know.
Wow. I knew.
Wow.
I knew.
All right, so I'll let you finish. Carry on. Move forward with the situation.
That's why I said
fast forward a little bit. Mm-hmm. Finally got rid of the roommate. Basically, I had to go around to my apartments and have the lady basically tell him he had to leave because you're not on the lease.
Okay, that was a good tactic.
So.
But he never just leave? Did he ever leave the house?
Yeah.
I'll just change the locks. Nigga, come home and the key don't work.
Well, it's still, you know, you just want it to be peaceful.
You can't do that with all niggas, yeah, because.
What the lady in the front going to do?
What do we say, first 48?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid that.
Roommate.
Next, the first 48.
Yeah. As peaceful as.
New tires, new
possible,
locks.
Trying not to make things get.
Mm-hmm. New tread, new locks. Next in the first 48. Okay.
After that.
So now you got this apartment over here.
I'm still in my apartment. I just signed a lease in September, so now it's like April. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to combine once the husband's lease was up. And so once the husband's lease was up, I actually had to pay to break my lease. A month early.
Did you tell him you just got married?
Who?
The leasing agent. You know, sometimes they'll break it if you just got married.
Yeah. I did, but no, I didn't break it. I just paid the money to break it. It was only a month early.
Good to know if I ever get married.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so that went on. Did not speak to the roommate. Blocked the number every time they got a new number.
Now, does the roommate know that you up and got married while he was sleeping on the couch or whatever? He don't.
To this day, that's a no.
That's what I'm about to say. He doesn't know.
It's a no.
No.
Right.
He never know you got married.
No.
No.
So he just think that you just out.
Well, see, the roommate is now my current.
They back together.
Mm. Okay. Yep. I didn't see this twist.
That was the 8 years.
She didn't move forward yet. Yeah.
Yeah, this the move.
Let you finish because it's twisting. Okay, go ahead, Hitchcock.
So, a whole 9-10 months that went by. Mm. I finally started communicating with the ex now.
So the roommate is calling you now that you got cozy with the. How are things with the husband?
Well, see, this is the thing. I'm Keisha Bisha.
Right.
Nobody tell me what to do. I do what the fuck I want to do. Jeez.
Not even the husband?
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. He knows that I have a boyfriend.
Hold up. Say that again.
He knows that we're not together. He sleeps on a mattress behind my couch.
They're not together.
They're not together.
So the husband is at the house now?
Yes.
And you back over at the house with the old roommate?
A new apartment, yes.
With the old... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is his name on the lease this time?
No.
So this nigga falling for it all over again.
Yes.
This nigga, you could just up and just kick the... So he know when the lady come from the leasing office.
It's time to go.
Mm-hmm. This nigga probably don't even got dresses. He probably got totes.
The difference is this time, beforehand, we were splitting stuff. Now, this is yours.
Oh, so his name on but his name ain't on the lease.
But it's still for you.
No, it ain't
I don't
yours.
Pay anything at neither place.
So he's basically you. So to
Tyrone, you're missing something here. She ain't threw out the key component.
Okay, let's go with the key component.
But the point is, why did y'all get back together? Why did you give him another chance?
Wait, no. Pause.
The key component. That's what we.
Wait, we gotta address the fact that you're still the married, the super Nigerian married man.
We met him. What was we having with him?
First of all,
we didn't even talk about that. So, because the listeners don't even know. So, I just want to know, what was he doing wrong to make you even accept this scam likely
this
as
is the
call?
Thing. Once again, that's all I said. People always have something in mind, what they have planned. And, you know, whenever you meet somebody, everybody all sweet and nice and going with the flow. Once again, you have to date me. If we're in a relationship, not if you're in roommate status or behind the couch status on the mattress.
Okay.
But if we're in togetherness, you have to date me. We got to go to the movies. We
got
to go
out
to eat. We got to take trips. You
got to
buy me stuff. You got to do
But you know, everybody's going to be their representative until they get what they want.
Exactly.
But you got to be real.
Let me be clear.
Okay.
Both of them are good candidates. Are probably great candidates for someone else.
Cold blood.
They're dealing with me.
Everybody
now.
Is great for somebody else.
Yeah, so they're dealing with me.
Big
now.
Facts.
So this is the thing with that. I started seeing so many changes, and that's why when I, you know, not to throw too much in there, but it was a reason why I started back talking to the ex, because I had to come down and, you know, do something for you to help you in this situation. With your money now, let's be clear.
Now pause. This man is paying everything though. He can't have
a
broke
money. Well, see, this is a thing. When you sign the dotted line, no matter if you with somebody or not, because you know when it started, we were. So when you sign the dotted line of being a husband, that come with the.
So let me ask you a question.
Comes with it.
Do the husband got the lease in his name?
Yes.
Okay. Is both of y'all on that lease or just him?
I'm an occupant. I make sure I make that clear. I'm just an occupant. You just run my credit because I'm in the apartment.
Okay.
But I'm an occupant. You're the first person.
So what happens if you go home and you see the leasing lady?
Well, see, that's the thing.
But her name, she's listed as an occupant.
I'm not losing anything. Everything is there is mine. The moving truck will be there to move my stuff out because I know the law. You can't put me out.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So what's the key component?
That sweet pussy Saturday.
Can you say it a little again and slower for the northern listeners?
Sweet Pussy Saturday.
Pussy
with a W.
Pussy.
Oh gosh,
pussy. I feel like you need to be missing teeth to say that.
Pussy. Have to do that now to the power. On okay. Let them the know what you're capable of.
So let's break down the current state. Who's sleeping on the mattress behind her? Because I feel like this was like playing Clue.
The husband.
The husband.
Okay, the Nigerian husband.
Mm-hmm.
In the place that he pays for.
And why he not sleeping in the bedroom? Why he sleeping on the floor in the
car? Well, it's a 3-bedroom, so I have 2 kids. So somebody has to.
A bed. One person has the other. One kid has a bed. The other kid has a bed. And he has the mattress behind the couch.
Are they his? They're not his kids.
No.
So it's 3 bedrooms. You got how many kids?
Two.
That's an extra bed. What are
they? No, I have a room.
She has a room.
She has a room. One child has a room. The other child has a room.
And he got to sleep on a mattress behind
the couch.
He can't sleep in that room when you over with the
other guy. And he can't sleep on the couch because it's too fancy. I've seen it.
No.
What about if you with the other guy? He can't use the bed.
Because I plan on getting a house next year, so I'm on.
So everybody got to hold up like this until the house get right?
Yes.
So he can't use the bed while you over at the other house? What if he's sneaking in there? You got a lock on the door?
Well, he knows not to go in there. He's trained.
Oh. Wow. To sleep behind the couch like
nothing in there that belongs to you. You have to use the bathroom upstairs with the kids. No one has any reason to come to my room.
Keisha. You're like Victor Sweet on Four Brothers.
So, Keisha. Can I ask Keisha
Go ahead.
So, and it's always been cordial with you and your husband. Like, y'all haven't had any beef.
No, because I was up front with him. He followed. Well, I actually just took him off of my page a week ago. But he knows I have a boyfriend. He knows when I'm a poster, so I'm tagging myself. I'm doing something. Cause see, if
so you
pull
tagging
up,
yourself
me and
with
my boyfriend,
and the boyfriend.
Will kick your ass.
So wait, both of them on your friend list.
No, the boyfriend is definitely not on
the
friend
ignorant.
List.
The boyfriend is the
he
one
definitely.
Not to mess with. That's the one.
That
that's
nigga
like
gonna be on first 48.
Oh, yeah.
First 48. That's we'll definitely first 48.
And you cool with that? You like it? It's just protective.
No, this is the thing.
But he's gotten more like the stuff that you were looking for before. You see it in him
yes.
now.
Yes.
He has a plan.
He actually gives me his checks. So. Wait.
What am I doing wrong here?
There are a bunch of
what
women
am I doing
that
wrong
are listening
here?
Right now.
What am I doing wrong here? Am I not sucking your dick right?
What?
No, you guys.
Okay, so
everybody have
she's talking
like
to her husband. It's
really
off camera. It's quiet.
Yeah, Peaches is married. Peaches.
Dang, I said his name, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You just
you said,
am
I not sucking your dick right?
No.
I didn't hear it.
Okay.
So back to your two trained animals you got.
Well, no. So
what do
you guys
do
in the room?
So, huh?
He knows how to go in the room.
So you ever come home and your blanket is just ruffled like nigga been sleeping on it?
No, because see, I just recently moved a month ago.
Okay.
So
you
before
moved
then,
with the new guy.
With the
old new guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But previous to that, we haven't slept in the bed together because we had another 3-bedroom that wasn't a townhouse. And this one was much bigger, so you had a big air mattress in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
But now you went and bought a mattress firm
for the living
room. Good little mattress, but it was soft.
So,
I touched it.
So
but
me,
you ain't got no bed.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing.
Okay.
You've been sleeping like this, so you know. Since it's only one person that sleeps in my bed, I don't unmake my bed except when I'm washing my sheets, so all of my decorative pillows are set a certain way.
Girls be having 52 pillows. Is
I
it a
don't.
Twin?
Yes.
Please tell me. I feel better if you got a twin size bed in your room.
No, it's actually a queen. I downsized from a king to a queen because those pillows are mattresses is too expensive.
Because he wasn't gonna sleep on it anyway. It's just you.
Yeah, so he knows.
So do he make his bed in the living room behind the couch? Does his bed match the couch? You got a spread that match the couch?
No.
He just that is out.
That's why I hate it.
So let me get this straight.
He's in the medical field.
How long is this arrangement going to last?
So what? Okay, why haven't we filled out the divorce papers?
Well, see, you know, that's another story, but it is coming soon.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. The nigga that pay all the bills.
Well, actually, let me rephrase it. When we moved to this apartment.
Okay.
I have the light bill and, you know, cable because he doesn't watch TV.
So no, we're talking about the husband.
That's a strong $200.
Talking about the husband.
Oh, no, the new apartment, I'm not paying anything.
Okay.
That's the
only thing that's in my name is the lease, but everything else is in the boyfriend's name.
Okay,
the
so
table, the
so the lights. Husband, you paying $200 worth of bills at the husband house.
Yeah, and I'll be fussing about that, and yeah, I make him pay some on the light bill too sometimes.
Wow. Oh, well, why you got to pay? Well, because your kids.
Because he got the ceiling fan on in the living room to stay cool over his bed. Yeah. And you probably ain't watching TV. So the nigga that's paying.
He doesn't watch TV. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-mm. Oh, well, good thing he don't listen to podcasts.
He really don't have time. That's all he do is work.
So
and sleep. That's
the nigga that's paying for everything, including the house and rooms for your kids. Got to sleep on a mattress.
Well, you wanted to come and rent a room from
the hell no. I just want to know, because if I get pulled into the jury when he snap one day, when he come back from working that triple and snap and just murder suicide, and they
interview your friends
and they got
me. He has something to lose. I don't.
What
is
he gonna get deported?
His mattress. What do you got to lose?
No, he's here, you know, legally, but
I just want to know what he got to lose.
What he got to lose?
He has something to lose.
You ain't got
to
put it on air. You right.
Put it on air.
Okay.
Your little peach. You and your peach to lose.
He already lost that shit. Well, you no peach.
You got some blackmail on him?
No, he just.
She knows something that he.
Okay.
It got to be a whole lot for me to sleep on a mattress. And it used to be an air mattress.
Yeah, he upgraded.
A deflating ass air mattress in my living room.
Well, actually, it was a good air mattress too. He went about top of the line air mattress.
Wow.
Pay my bills.
We gonna bottle
up. In the midst of that, I've gotten my credit good.
I bet you did. If I had $200 worth of bills to pay, I'd have
I made this year is in my account with all the expenses.
That's what I'm saying. If I didn't have to pay any bills, do you know how great I would be?
I'm capitalizing on this as well.
Ladies, I mean, as you should.
Ladies who are listening to this, please don't do this.
As you should. I probably
fuck out of here.
I'd be appreciative, though.
But let me
Keisha, no, fuck out of here.
Please don't do
Keisha,
that.
Keisha, first of all, with her method, not to say this is, you know, the way to go, but with her method, clearly, she's living her best motherfucking life.
She hit a lick.
The bitch got the best bags, the best shoes, the best car, the best trips, the best whatever the fuck she wants to spend her money on. Because clearly she can work and spend her money on her.
Let me show you guys something.
No, you ain't got to show me shit.
She's going to have the best episode of the first 48.
So that's going to be the best of the best.
It's going to be the fucking season finale. Your shit is going to be the season finale. You're going to be the first episode to break up until two episodes.
He doesn't necessarily, like, when we talk, it's very minimal.
I wouldn't have shit to say to you either. I'm sleeping on a damn mattress.
So,
when was the last time you touched
me? Maybe like last week. Oh, he better not touch me. But I've been like that with anybody. My ex-husband, my oldest son, dad. I don't play that. If I don't want to be touched, I won't be touched. And then I'd rather go in.
You ain't got it in one time on that mattress in the living room floor? Float mattress
I'm
is the best
sex. I'm not with
sex.
Him. I don't want him. I don't look at him. I don't like him.
When the last time he dropped dick off?
Yeah.
2018.
You ain't got it in one time on that.
So
new
does he have a girlfriend?
I don't know and I don't care. But once again, he has something to lose. Not me.
Okay. Does he have kids?
No kids.
So you ain't never walked past that mattress one time and be like, it'd be nice to get it in on that. I can bounce real good on that mattress on the floor. You can hold on to the back of the couch.
No, let me be very clear.
And just get it in.
The ex-roommate, which is now
the new guy.
Okay. It's not short stepping in that apartment.
Okay, so he wearing yeah.
She bouncing the booty on the.
When I started the story, I didn't get pleased. I just said, as a man, you know, you.
She wanted him to want
you,
more.
You have to want more. You have to be more, you know, career driven and just have a goal and a plan. Especially if you're dealing with, I mean, you're not just dealing with an average bitch.
Okay, what level are you?
She ain't a bottle and a blunt type bitch. Takes more.
Bottle and a blunt.
She's not that bitch.
But the thing about it is, I'm the simplest person to please, but I am the hardest person to please.
What's the level? Like, give us the level. The listeners want to know, like, what level?
Of what?
You said you're not.
She said you're not that type of bitch.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not, just not no basic bitch.
So what, I don't know what levels is it to
I
it.
Don't like, either.
It's basic, it's boss bitch, it's baddest bitch.
She's probably boss.
Like in the middle, I'm boss. I'm not the baddest now because I got a lot of improvement as well. But if you're listening, I'm making sure my shit gets there so I can't be one of those girls that sent, and then, you know, because it's not about that. I've dated guys without a car, I've dated guys with a regular job, I've dated guys, you know, that's just
average.
Average.
Yeah. So what's below? You said you're not a basic bitch. What's below basic?
Like a basic bitch. I'm not bottom. One of these little young bottom girls.
Bottom bitch.
Yeah, I'm not a bottom bitch.
Ain't nothing between basic and bottom.
Accept anything.
Wait, a bottom is good,
right?
You
don't text back. They got calling. You don't pay bills. You don't do nothing. It's like, wait, you know.
Pimp terms, bottom bitch is good.
That's the best bitch.
That's the bottom bitch. Bottom bitch is good in the pimp terms.
We need to establish the scale.
I don't know.
So basic is below bottom?
Yes.
Bottom is the bottom bitch.
Yeah, the bottom is the top.
So it's bottom bitch.
Yeah,
bottom bitch is here.
And then it's boss bitch.
Yeah. Now bottom bad.
So listen, they're like parallel. So bottom bitch and boss bitch. Because you can be a bottom bitch here. Meaning like I'm his bottom bitch.
That's the main thing.
But I can also be a boss bitch with or without him.
Okay, so
so that's like parallel.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Carry on.
So that's me.
Yeah.
With or without either one of them. That's why they like me. Because they know.
You can take care of yourself.
I can take care of myself. And I don't need you.
So I'm a boss bitch.
Yes, bitch. If you just had to figure that shit out just now.
That's what I meant.
Yes. You just.
Right, oh, my gosh.
Shout out to all my boss bitches that's listening to this podcast. Boss please make sure you rate this podcast.
If you figured out your boss bitch today, ladies.
I can't wait till I'm a bottom bitch, though.
A bottom bitch and a boss bitch.
Bottom and a boss.
This is just like the toys and the crazy sights on MTV.
Okay.
Don't try this at home.
She got lucky. Right. You are very lucky. You're very blessed. And you have the opportunity to get yourself together.
But the thing about it is, the next person will just be all happy. This is stressful.
It's stressful not paying all the bills.
I'm not a wholehearted bitch now.
Huh? It's stressful. Hold up. You not.
She not cold-hearted.
No, she not cold-hearted.
This nigga's on a mattress in the living room. You can't tell me. It ain't a little bit of cold-heartedness.
Did he choose?
Let me rephrase this. When we moved in this townhouse last year, I gave him the option to go in. My oldest son was out of town with his dad.
Okay.
I gave him the option to go in his room, and I said to myself then,
I'll just put
them in the bigger room up there with both of their beds and set it up, have both of their TVs mounted and everything, and give him the room. But he wanted to be an ass and, you know, try to get cute with me. Don't get cute with the cutest now.
Don't get cute.
You tried to get cute with me and said, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do when he get back? Just go back to the floor.
Well, yeah. Pause. Hold up. Because that's one of them questions where I just want to know what the fuck the right answer is to say some shit.
What did you say?
No. What could he have said that would have been right?
I don't think I responded because it was dumb. Because you didn't know that I was planning on being nice. And giving you a room because I feel bad about that. You pay all this money. Like, you know, everything over here in this area is too expensive. Oh, and another thing. Mm-hmm. And this is another reason why I got him. Because you wanted to, instead of you paying the deposit for a house, when you make over $10,000 in a month, instead of you paying, you know, you have to pay, you know, what the rent was like, 1830 something, so you know you got to pay the 18 something for the deposit, and then you know like the moving cost or whatever. Instead of you paying that to have your own room, because you know how the houses comes with like an extra room and you know two dining rooms, I was just gonna block it off and give them a room.
This nigga got a patient area.
So exactly, you're a nurse.
Damn, Cope.
So, I was looking for 4 bedrooms.
Why didn't he just get his own place?
Him, Keisha.
Period.
I got a question.
That option too.
I got a question. So when are the kids moving over with the new guy? Do they know about the new guy?
Yes.
So when are they moving over?
He's at all the family gatherings.
So are they moving? Do they have questions?
I think they already know how their mom is.
So when are they moving over with the new guy?
Well, they're not moving to the new house, but they come over.
Hold up.
It's so they two never bedrooms, go, though. So they I never make move sure into the new house? Space.
Because she's about to get a house. She's working on getting a house.
Temporarily.
So what's the time period for the house?
2021.
By the end of the year, beginning of the year. You know, COVID is really putting everything.
So they got 6 months with this man.
Do they talk to him?
My youngest does. The older he one doesn't. Nice. Okay.
So they got 6 months with this man. So you're in this situation for another 6 months.
Yes and no.
So it's like he Airbnb'd the living room.
So what if he... What if he's like, I'm out? What if he like...
That's my question.
Yeah, what if in the room, but paying the
rent. What if he like, I'm breaking his lease?
But I don't think...
No, let me tell you. So okay, you want to be got some on him.
She got
some on him. Instead of do that, but then you turn around and pay $1,600 for an iPhone.
Oh, okay. What iPhone cost $1,600?
When the new goddamn phone came out.
That's an iPad. That nigga walking around here with an iPad.
It was $1,600 when it first came out. I didn't pay
$1,600. You get it to 1 terabyte.
That big one? That
this
plus?
This is the big one.
The 11?
Yes.
No, y'all niggas got
$1,600.
Y'all niggas got 16 gigs.
It's like maybe 1,000. It was right at 1,000.
Y'all got,
it was a little more.
No, listen. Y'all got 16 gigs. That nigga got 2 terabytes.
No, this is 64.
Y'all got.
Whatever the, was it 164 or something?
No, it was probably about 1,300 with the top.
Or whatever it is, yeah. Still.
He probably had to put down deposit.
You should have did that when you try to act like Struggle you don't mobile. Care about stuff like that.
So do you feel bad that he sleeps on the couch?
Oh, and remind you, he had a Discover card. That's a mm-mm. And instead of him asking me what should he do, you went and paid the whole balance on it.
What? So,
you could have paid this deposit. You would have had your privacy.
So he should have asked you how he should have paid his Discover card?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
And the reason saying that, because you know when people are from other places, they're very naive and dumb stuff.
But he paid the card off.
He was obligated.
Who the fuck pays it off when you could have just paid on it?
He was.
Or even just, you know, even got a lower payoff.
Well, he was
on the card. I'm so confused
because he was new to the country. He's a discoverer, so I can see how he was on the discoverer.
You're saying he shouldn't have paid the entire balance off at once.
No, the point I'm trying to make is you want to sleep on the motherfucking mattress behind the couch, or do you want to be comfortable? So clearly, he's comfortable there because, like you just stated, why didn't he get his own place? I told him.
Have you seen some of the conditions in Africa?
Cold. That's what they show you on TV.
His family does pretty well there, so they're not like in poverty.
No, either way, I'm saying like,
so what
can be used to? This is my small space. I'm going to occupy this space,
but not at $1,800. So what happens if he say I'm breaking his lease? I'm out of here.
He cares about his credit. He's not going to do that.
Well, if you pay for it, you ain't got to. You can pay to get out of it.
He can pay to break his.
He paying $1,800 for a phone.
He's missing the point.
She got some mono.
Can we get a hint of what you got?
Off the record.
You know, you said it's something personal.
It's something personal. Let's just go back to the story.
Okay, let's go back to the story.
So, so you want to do all of that. And the thing is, you had the money and you could have did it. You were being petty with me for something that had happened, like in the midst of us getting the stuff. And I even was accommodating trying to do stuff because he wanted to stay over there in like the Irving area. I'm not moving my kids' school. When you get into anything with anybody that have kids, it's not about you or her because now the kids are involved. And that's another thing too. Like, my kids come first. And
when I see that on dating profiles, I swipe left so hard.
Yeah. My kids come first.
So you swipe left like
that's because
no.
You press down real hard and swipe.
I'm just saying when girls put it out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm out.
Because it shouldn't even, that's a given.
That's a given. Well, some people don't know. Some people don't think that, some people don't care about other people's kids. Yeah, so that one was going on. But it's been clear that I had a boyfriend. So anyway, he randomly asked questions sometime yesterday. Let me give you an example. He asked me, he texted me and asked, do I work 24 hours? I said, always. He said something about, let me go.
She got the receipts, baby.
We want to give her a second to pull up her phone here. She's pulling up actual text messages, ladies and gentlemen. For those who can't see it, of course, you can hear it.
Are you working 24 hours? Okay. Always working. You don't have off anymore? Oh, yeah, exactly. It's okay to stay out of trouble. And remember, since he's a different race, he has broken English.
Yes, broken English.
And I said, what's up? What are you trying to ask? You don't care. You just being nosy.
So
he
your,
sent me the
peace sign.
Oh, baby. And then she put, send me money.
Send me some money. All in my business.
Okay, so your legal husband Your legal husband.
I need to check the joint account. Then he said, LOL, send me $100. That's what I'm looking for. I said, I'm broke. I said, you get paid on the this is today. I said, you get paid on the 10th, right?
This is today.
He said, why? Today. I said, just making sure before I start begging. Begging what? Begging for your money. Duh. Do you lost your conscience? Nope.
Do you lost your conscience?
It looks like it. I said, it looks like you done lost your mind. Your mind. $200. Okay.
So I just want to say that these text messages have been verified.
Why is he sending you $200, Keisha?
Well, I always ask for money. I mean, come on now. Shit, goddamn.
But you with your boyfriend now.
I still don't get it. What's the shit goddamn
you
for?
You with your boyfriend with no bills. You got a water bill and a damn...
So what's the extra money for?
There ain't nobody safe.
He obviously ain't safe. He ain't safe.
Well, do you think he still cares about you to still
be doing... I think he does, because whenever somebody meets me, they're going to always get the sweet...
representative.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I be very clear with everybody from probably our first encounter on POF, when I'm just using that for example. But yeah, when I meet people, I let them know. I'm an Aries. I'm very spoiled. I'm stubborn.
Anybody says spoiled? Spoiled?
Spoiled. She's from the South.
Spoiled.
I'm spoiled.
Say it again.
Spoiled.
Say it to the mic for me real quick.
Spoiled.
Why you gotta look at bottom lip like that?
Selfish.
Spoiled and selfish.
Stubborn.
Okay.
Inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm. That's what Aries.
No, hell no. Because I'm Aries too. I'm a couple of them traits, right?
Let me get up out of that.
No. Because some of those traits are Taurus. Because I'm stuck.
No. Let her finish.
We are the sweetest people.
Sweet.
But when you don't come for me or do something, you're fucked up.
Okay, let me.
I told the ex. That's
big. Now that is big facts.
True.
I told the ex that is now, when he did something, I said, you might as well leave me alone now. Because I'm telling you, I'm not trying to get you back. I know me. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to respect you. I do not like you.
But I'm going to let you stay.
Leave me the fuck alone.
But I'm going to let you stay here now.
And give me that money.
I'm going to let you get that mattress.
It's the only way you're going to stay. You got to pay this thing.
And well, the mattress. You got to pay
double.
She
made that clear, yeah.
You got to pay double.
Well, next time, can you ask for $400 and give me two?
Can you make it 6?
Well, I'm going to ask for about 8 because I need 4.
Oh,
can you make it 12? Just ask for the check. Just get the check.
Because I told him you need to pay for my Cancun trip.
Oh, listen, if you are
a
listener.
Are we going to Cancun with?
You know Tracy getting married.
If you are a. we'll blow that up. If you are listening to That One Date and you need money,
Stacey,
please go to thatonedate.com and please get on the list of people that's trying to get money from her husband right now so we can make it.
No, but I'm not. But see, but I go a couple months before I ask, or when he finally say something to me, I be like, I sure need to pay for this such and such.
So would, if you told him you want him back, you think he would take you back?
Oh, I don't want him back.
Pause.
No, I said if.
He don't got no choice. The nigga in the house already.
No, I'm saying
so
like
you asking him, would you sleep on a mattress just lift it off the floor?
I said if he asked for me back?
Yeah, like if you, if you actually accepted him back, do you think he would go, like, do you think he's waiting around for that?
Is he waiting for you to say you want him back? I'm not saying you would ever do it, but I'm saying
any inkling.
In the beginning, yes. But now it's about to be 2 years, no.
Do you think you could get him back at any time if that was what you wanted? Like if you told him.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, see, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So this nigga been sleeping on the air mattress for 2 years?
When did y'all officially separate?
And you still got 6 months to go? This nigga crazy.
It's been a minute.
December of 18.
And y'all was married when? And so how long? Yeah, how long did y'all stay happily married?
Probably 6 months. Right.
I just remember seeing y'all at the party, and even then it was like niggas.
No, let's go back to how I met the now boyfriend that used to be the ex.
Strip club.
No, my birthday dinner. He came to my birthday dinner with my cousin. My fucking boyfriend was there, so that's another reason why he don't trust me. He swear I probably fucked one of Peach's husband's somebody. He came out and said it.
But wait, wait, at the party.
Your boyfriend.
That's why I left, because I'm like, okay, so the boyfriend.
Okay.
Do you know I went 8 years? No. I'm lying. 7 years without sucking his dick?
How, Sway?
How, Sway?
How?
Well, some men don't like that.
I mean, I'm
bullshit.
I like it. I'm not.
He does like it. It ain't a substitute for ass. I got away with it for so long.
But just
now,
like,
don't get me wrong. He positions it. But I said, well, you better stop playing me. I'm on your hoes or something.
Oh.
You know, and I do.
But you are.
She is the bottom bitch.
She the bottom bitch.
She's not one of his hoes.
Right.
She is the main hoe.
No, the bottom bitch.
Bottom bitch is not the main hoe. The bottom bitch is the bottom bitch. Then it's all the other hoes.
Oh my God.
Tell her, baby.
We have the quiet husband.
I said, baby,
here.
I didn't say his name.
But he quiet. He don't want to talk to us.
Because he referred to you as one of his hoes.
Hell no.
You will not.
I got a ring on this motherfucking finger.
Right, he got.
You know what your ring got in the middle of it? A hoe.
Well, I think we can all agree that Keisha is the real MVP tonight.
I've been taking notes.
Oh my God, we will be here for like another 6 months if I just.
Oh, you gonna be there for another story. 6 months? You said Elisa ain't up to
goddamn. No, she's talking about the whole story.
Uh-oh, he gonna be here. Elisa's ain't up for another to December. Shit.
No, I just signed it.
Oh shit. As you can see, this is a whole different type of train wreck. It's just absolutely nuts. And we are going to end the episode on that. Make sure you guys subscribe, hit the thumbs up, like it, write a review, give us 5 stars. We will be back very soon with more and more crazy dates. Don't end up in a love triangle like this. This is a recipe for an episode of The First 48, if I have ever seen one. So take care of yourself. I'll see you guys in the next podcast.